toll rising right now from a newly discovered respiratory virus that health officials are calling, and I'm quoting them now, a threat to the entire world. So far, 49 people have been infected in 8 countries, most of them in the Middle East. The World Health Organization says as of today, 27 of those patients have died. And that number will likely get higher because experts don't understand how the virus is spreading. Let's get some background now. CNN's Mary Snow is joining us. Mary, what are you learning? How serious is this?
Well, Wolf, the big reason the World Health Organization is so concerned about this virus is there is no known treatment at the moment. Now, scientists around the world are looking for answers, and that includes a team here in New York. Thousands of miles away from where dozens of people have died, these scientists at New York's Columbia University hunt for the source of a mysterious new virus the World Health Organization calls a threat to the world. It's the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus. Ian Lipkin is the director for the Center for Infection and Immunity at Columbia's Mailman School of Public Health.
Should people be concerned about this?
People should always be concerned whenever there's an emerging infectious disease, because we don't really know. We don't have ways in which we can predict and project and appropriately prepare for some of these.
Lipkin is working with the government of Saudi Arabia, where it's believed the virus originated. The virus is in the same family as SARS.